The next patient is Dorothea Robinson. The last name is Robinson. First name, Dorothea. This is the clinical case of an 87-year-old white female patient of Mrs. Campbell, APRN, that is referred to this office because of the presence of hypertension that has been very difficult to control. She has a history of 25 years diabetes mellitus, and that has been fairly controlled. And she has also a lengthy history of arterial hypertension. The patient stated that after COVID, everything got very complex for her. She developed herpes zoster that invaded the face and the upper metamera, still having pain. And she has been placed on olmesartan 40 milligrams every day, and the blood pressure fluctuation is significant, 180 one day, the next day is 120 systolic. The patient has adequate kidney function that is consistent with the CKD stage 3A. The patient doesn't have significant proteinuria. We are going to quantify the protein. Number two, the arterial hypertension that is out of control, we're going to stop the use of the olmesartan. We're going to put her on ramipril, 10 milligrams POQ, 12 hours. And we are going to continue with the administration of furosemide 20 milligrams every day. The patient is going to use a body weight of 167. She's going to weigh on daily basis, and she's going to restrict the sodium, restrict the fluid intake to 40 ounces in 24 hours, and decrease the protein intake as much as possible. The patient was advised to stop the use of industrial production of food, going to a plant-based diet, and she's going to take the Altase just if the systolic blood pressure is above 120. Following number, the patient takes polymyalgia rheumatica, is treated with 10 milligrams of prednisone every day. She will get benefit of decreasing the dose, and for that reason, I took the liberty to change the prednisone to 10 milligrams alternated with 5 milligrams every day. By decreasing the prednisone, we might get the control of the blood pressure, better control of the blood pressure, better control of the blood sugar, and less side effects of the steroid. Following number, the patient has a urinary tract infection. She is allergic to quinolones, and for that reason, we are going to prescribe cefuroxime, C-E-F-U-R-O-X-I-M-E, 250 milligrams POBID for 7 days. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. I invested 20 minutes reviewing the referral, 25 minutes with the face-to-face, and 10 minutes in the documentation.